dangling the gap, extending control, a buckle and bump, redirect your force.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Avid Gamer Podcast. This is ET, and with me, of course, is my frequent Avid Gamer collaborator, Brian, how you doing?
Doing well, ET. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Good.
We like to chit-chat a little bit, but we've got a really cool guest on the line, and it's going to be kind of a interesting podcast, because you and I, and as well as many, 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 many video game players and listeners are Batman fans. Mm-hmm. I have on the line the granddaughter of Bill Finger co-created Batman, and he's got an interesting story, so we're going to get into it. Athena, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. I'm so glad you took the time to talk to us and really talk about your grandfather, because from where Brian and I sit, you kind of got a royal bloodline.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, and I'm coming to realize that more and more as I'm coming into the scene. So it's kind of wild. Yeah, it is. It's pretty wild to be considered royalty in this culture.
So in the past few years, well, let's introduce your grandfather. Your grandfather was a comic creator, you know, back in the 30s, really before comics were mainstream per se. And can you pick up from there? I'll let you kind of tell the story.
Well, I've been told that he always wanted to be a writer, and you know, being Jewish in the 30s was kind of tough, so he didn't really get to pursue that. So he was selling shoes at the time when Bob approached him about doing this comic together. So he jumped on the opportunity to be a writer, as anybody would, present the opportunity to do something that you're passionate about. So he, you know, brainstormed with Bob, and I know that they did something prior, I believe, or Bob doing something prior. So there was some already exposure, and then so just got to really be creative and write the stories that you wanted to write, which was awesome.
Right. And this was at a time before comics were mainstream, and probably Superman might have been like the only popular character out there. So anything that your grandfather and Bob Kane created, that would have been like pretty much uncharted territory for a writer, wouldn't it?
Right. So, I mean, he was really creating something that hadn't really been touched upon.
Yeah, and if you
had to tell these stories and really had to tell a comic story in comic style.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of the daily strip.
Oh, yeah. And as kind of as the story goes, or as lore has it, Bob Kane had the idea for the Batman, but what he had in mind when he took it to your grandfather was something radically different than what we know of today, that your grandfather really interjected and said, wait a minute, let's change this, and this, and he made Batman who he was, right?
Yes, well, I mean, he saw that, you know, with the name containing bats are nocturnal, so they're very dark. They're hidden in the shadows. They don't like to be out in the daylight. You know, they're very sensitive without their eyesight as far as using their other senses. Just, you know, navigate and find their prey. So they're very adaptable as far as that aspect. So if you figured, you know, we need to make the character dark and have him be in the shadows and, you know, use that image of the bat as truly stands as a bat, you know. So, yeah, he changed the red suit, said gray, blue, black, mm-hmm. You know, splash of yellow, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was before the belt, though, so they didn't even have the belt then. I think it was still all black and gray, blue still. So, you know, he really saw that it needed to be a different image than what
and if you think about it, if he didn't make those tweaks to Batman, if he didn't go ahead and make those suggestions, just a randomly generic character could have been created that we wouldn't have today. And if we didn't have that, can you imagine what comic books and movies and toy, all of that would be like if your grandfather didn't get involved? You know, it could be the landscape for what we love today so much could be radically different.
It would be. It really, really would be. Again, he was a founding father of the genre.
Yeah, yeah. And, I know he wrote the first two issues of Batman and or Detective Comics, or to the first two Batman stories, and he went on to create Robin and Joker. He co-created Robin and Joker and the Batcave and the Batmobile. There's a lot of stuff attributed to him, as well as like Green Lantern, the original Green Lantern. So your grandfather's contributions are super significant, but there's a sad twist in the Batman story. And that's really what I think a lot of people are trying to talk about more today, you know? So do you mind talking about what happened?
Excuse me. No, I don't mind talking about what happened. It's pretty straightforward. Excuse me. Kate had did his advice and money to back him. So that's what he did. He went and got good advice and made up a contract and still had no money, so he didn't know about these things. Didn't come from privilege, you know?
Yeah.
And so Bob went to DC and pitched the idea, but it was his alone.
Yeah.
And then just went from that.
That's...
Wow,
it's.
But that's what you know. As I've been told from other comic book historians, is that that's kind of the way it went in the 30s and 40s. You know, and other than Superman boys, usually it was just one person who would go and get some kind of training, or you know, they had those people working underneath them, and they didn't usually give those people credit. So, it's different now. We deal with business in a much different way than they did then. Also, they didn't expect it to last 75 years.
Well, it didn't, and this is Batman's 75th anniversary, so it's really pretty cool that we get to talk about it, you know, this year. But, yeah, you know, back then, the ownership rights and likeness rights and stuff like that, just it really wasn't in place. So, unfortunately... I don't know if it was National Comics, which is what your grandfather created for, which became DC Comics or DC Comics, but pretty much Bob Kane can only be credited legally by DC today, correct?
I really don't know what their contract says.
Okay. Just some research I did is like, you know, DC can't give Bill the amount of credit.
Right. Well, that's what they say, but I've never seen the contract. I don't think anybody's seen the contract.
I have a hard time accepting that he can't get proper due, because it seems, in light of what we know today, that he kind of should be able to, you know, get something. But he went on to create the original Green Lantern also. So obviously, he spent time in the comic industry. He kind of learned the ropes a little bit on creating. So he stayed within the comic industry for a while, didn't he? And kind of honed his craft as a writer.
Yes, and I mean he was a comic writer until he passed away. So it's what he loved doing. Mm-hmm.
And he also wrote a couple episodes of the Batman TV series, and he had written movies. So he spread his wings a little bit outside of just comic books. So he was
right. He tried to do a little bit of whatever he could get his hands on, basically.
Yeah. Do you think that he had any sort of resentment towards his creation in his later years when Batman became so popular? Do you think he resented anything?
I don't know so much resentment. I think it was more of feeling disrespected by Bob.
Right.
You know, it's just the fact that Bob wasn't willing to share what they created together.
Yeah. If your grandfather died at a young age, relatively young age, and Bob Kane lived long enough to see the Batman movie come out, and he really got to see a lot of really cool stuff happen, but your grandfather didn't. And I think in the later years, Bob kind of gave your grandfather some credit, but that's unfortunately you can't go back and tell somebody, you know, how great they were after they're gone. That's the kind of the moral of the story. Maybe he didn't really get the flowers when he deserved to get them, you know?
And I think a lot of that is just PR also. I think he's just trying to stay, he was trying to stay safe at the time.
Right.
He just stays safe, you know, and then turn around and have a gravestone like the gravestone that he has. I mean, it's just insulting. You know the whole way he carried himself about it.
Well, let me ask you: when you were growing up, did you know what your grandfather did? When you were a kid, did you know?
I was always aware of what my grandfather did. My father was proud of his father.
Right, right. And did people believe you when you told them who your grandfather was?
No, people wouldn't believe me. And I also, after a while, I stopped talking about it. There were select people that I would talk to about it. Like, if I knew that they were into comics and stuff, they'd be like, oh, well, you know, I have this cool connection and da-da-da-da-da. Those people would kind of, like, be like, okay. Because they could find out the information. They're comic book people, so they knew where to look to get the information. This was before the internet, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's so different now than it was when I was growing up. My son doesn't have to face the issues that I had to face.
Right, right.
People were calling me a liar to my face. Oh, you're so full of it. If your family was really the creator of Batman, why don't you have $1 million plus? You know, we're little kids, we think $1 million is a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and when you're a kid, you can be hoodwinked into believing a lot of things, you know? So.
Yeah. I stopped talking about it for a long time. So it's just more recent that I've gotten into discussing it and telling the story more openly. Because now there's actual, you know, people actually talk about it and there's proof. Look, you can look it up. There's books. There's information right there, so.
Are more people reaching out to you now, Athena, to talk to you about your grandfather and get your take, the family's take on this situation?
What do you mean, like from my family?
Yeah, well, are people discussing it with you more now? Are people reaching out to talk to you like I did? Are people?
Oh yeah, I mean, people are definitely reaching out to talk to me more now that they know that I'm also in existence. That's the other thing. I laugh so hard when when I read those interviews, oh, there's no fear air. And then this whole thing about Mark Nolan finding me. And I'm like, I've always been here. I've always known who I am. There's other people who know I am. DC Comics knew who I was.
Right,
they knew I existed. So it's like, it's so funny. I was like, oh, she doesn't exist, but like,
It'd be great it'd be great if your newfound fame came with a $1 million check or something, probably.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry check.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, let me ask you, are you a fan of Batman? There's so much going on with him now, from video games to movies to comic books and toys. Are you a fan of the character?
I don't really read comics, which I know is very strange considering my family is one of the most important comic book things. But I just, you know, I really am into the movies. I really love the animated series in the 90s. That was like one of my favorites. I like the movies. Like, I'm into that. I don't really play video games, so I've never really seen any of the new ones. I'm sure they're awesome, though. The graphics look cool.
Well, that's cool. What route did you go in life, Athena? What do you do?
Currently, I'm a math professor at a local college.
Did you say math?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
That's by day, but at night.
At night,
she's a, she She's a rogue math professor using math to solve problems. Yeah.
That would be the coolest story ever if you were somehow math girl. That would be the coolest story.
I love it.
Yeah, of course, footnote on the story. So you have a Facebook page where you kind of interact with people, don't you? Would you like to throw that out there so more people can listen to this?
I'm totally cool with people getting in touch with me on Facebook or on Twitter and, saying, hey, what's up? Or I've had people, since Mark Nobleman was on Batman on Batman in just,
February?
Yeah. I've had a lot of people actually contact me on Facebook. And then I was kind of like on the, I didn't have Twitter before that. And I was like really on the fence. But my friend was like, no, you have to get Twitter. And I'm like, oh my God. So I got Twitter and now people find me on Twitter. And I've met some really interesting people that way also. They'll tell me their stories. And I'm really blown away on the impact that this character has had on people's lives. Like, I mean, and I'm not just talking small little things. I'm like serious issues, real life issues, and I'm just like blown away. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, Batman is he's no longer just a comic book character for most people, Athena. He's a subject that people study pretty deeply, and really have a connection to in a very profound way. So it's not something a lot of people take lightly, the subject of Batman,
I've come to realize that.
Have you ever been to a comic convention?
I went to my first, I went to the St. Louis one in the beginning of May. I had a lot of fun. Yeah. It was a WizardCon. I did 3 panels while I was there.
Oh, wow.
I'd never done a panel before. I was really nervous for my first one, and then I got more comfortable for the other two. It was a blast. My son came with me. He ran around. He loved the fact that he was royalty and just, like, sucked up every second of it. Like, was, signing books with me and being totally adorable and having fun. And we had a blast, and I can't wait to go to San Diego.
Are you going to do that?
Yes, we are going to be in San Diego. I'm a special guest. So I will be there doing autographs and talking to the fans, and I'm speaking on a panel about Batman, and doing other things while I'm there, I'm sure.
Well, your grandfather has the Bill Finger Award for excellence in comic writing.
I think they're going to have me do something. I don't know. I haven't gotten all of my information yet about what I'm going to be doing. That it's still kind of soon. So I'm sure I'll be involved with that and some other things. So, as soon as I have things finalized, I'm sure I will post it so that people will know. And I'm sure you can always find it on the website, too.
You know you got to dress up. You have to dress up, Athena.
Somebody was telling me that I should do some cosplay. Not Batman or something. I have this costume that I wore to class one Halloween. So I showed a picture of that to a friend of mine, and he's like, oh, you got to wear that to San Diego. That's so awesome. And did it. And I'm like, all right. I wasn't going to, but all right, I'll get into it. Well, so I'll be there one day with my costume on.
Well, I'm glad you've embraced it, and it seems like this has really kind of snuck up on you in the past few years, Athena. Because if you stop talking about it and you just kind of let the subject rest, and then this, then the 75th anniversary comes along, everyone wants to talk to you. That's a lot of responsibility, really, really quick.
It is. My first experience with something with the Batman stuff was when the Dark Knight premiere happened. That was back in 2008, as I'm sure you know.
Yep.
And I was invited by Paul Levitt to go to the pre-dinner and the show, and then, of course, the after.
Oh, it's so cool.
Party. So it was amazing. That was the most, still to this day, it's one of the most incredible evenings of my life. I mean, I met some of the greatest people that night, and I will never forget it, ever.
Well, let me ask you, do people ever approach you about your grandfather's contributions towards the original Green Lantern? No.
Couple? Yeah. I mean, what really impressed me was, okay, so the Green Lantern movie came out in 2010, and they threw me and my friend out to L.A.
Wow.
And so I went to the after party after that, and Angela Bassett actually knew who my grandfather was. I went up to her, and I'm like, I explained who I was, and she's, oh, my God, you mean the writer from the 40s?
Okay.
And that blew me away. Like, she knew exactly who I was talking about. She gave me a huge hug.
Wow.
I was like, oh, what an honor to meet you. And, let me introduce you to my family. She had, like, 20 people with her at this party. Mm-hmm. She was like, everybody can hi. Nice to meet you,
Athena, you're kind of... You're kind of humble, actually, because I would have started with, I've been to these premieres to these movies. You're so humble.
Well, they're just people. I'm just a person.
Yeah.
You know? I don't look at it as, like, I'm any different than anyone else, because I never have been.
Right. But you know, from where I sit and where my friend Brian here is sitting and the people listening... It's a big deal, and I guess you can kind of close your eyes to it if it's not your world, but for some people, it's their world, and to hear you talk about it, it's pretty awesome, you know?
Well, it's pretty awesome to even be able to have these experiences. Like,
yeah.
I know that I'm very lucky to be able to be part of it. I do know that, but keeps me pretty grounded, you know, because my day-to-day life sucks. I'm poor,
aww.
You know, my car is falling apart, you know, I scrape by like everybody else.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then on the flip side, it's like, yeah, but I get to go to Hollywood and everything's paid for, and you know what I mean? It's like... It's weird. It's very strange. Because
one side
is, like, very normal, and then the other side is like, hey, playtime, it's Disneyland, you know?
Yeah, I totally understand that. Well, you know, I guess I got, because you're so nice and sweet, Athena, to take the time out, I'm hoping at some point DC Comics knocks on your door with an oversized check and was like, you know, here is $10 million. Thank you. Because, you know, I imagine that's a scenario I want to happen to you, because the money that your grandfather helped bring in to so many industries is enormous.
Yeah.
And it's left on the table because of, and I don't want to talk ill of the dead, but what seems to be, by all accounts, kind of a swindle, you know?
Yeah.
But there is some really, I don't know how much you've dug online or kind of, you know, Mr. Kane had kind of got his due a little bit. There's a couple of stories of, well, there's one really good one of him getting punched in the nose by another comic creator because he didn't.
Yeah.
You probably read that one, haven't you? It's pretty interesting. But I'll let anybody, look, just Google Bob Kane punch in the nose and anybody listening can understand that reference. But anyway, I don't want to take up too much of your time, Athena, but I want to thank you so much for talking to us. And, you know, it's super cool. It's almost like talking to Bruce Lee's daughter. You know what I mean? Just somebody who's got the royal bloodline of somebody who changed, you know, the world for the better. So can you throw out your Facebook page and your Twitter handle so people can follow you? And anything you want to promote?
You can find me on Facebook. Just type in my name, Athena Finger, and you'll see my page come up. And just give me a like, and you can share and discuss whatever you want, any Batman stuff or whatever, something funny. You can find me on Twitter also. Athena Franca, real simple. I don't know what to promote. Just go out there and be cool. Be awesome.
Cool.
Be good to each other.
Cool. And just anybody listening, to all the listeners, if you want to read a really cool, in-depth story, you know, just there's a plenty of anecdotes and stories of Athena's grandfather, Bill, online. And just Google his name, and he's gaining some steam now, and just kind of on the forums, and just, you know, just read about him. It's really interesting, and he's a not-so-well-kept secret anymore. So there you go. Yeah.
Keep spreading the word, please. I love it.
Yeah, it's kind of like when we discovered that Ramses didn't build all those pyramids in Egypt. He just put his name on it, you know, and you find out that, you know, there's a major part of history that's kind of covered up, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, we're hoping to change history a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, hey, Athena, I'm gonna end the podcast, but stay on the phone real quick, okay? I'm going to talk to you outside of here. But I'm just going to say to everybody listening, hey, thank you so much for listening. Thank you. Big thanks to Athena. Big thanks for Brian here. And keep listening to the podcast. And you can find us on Instagram at AvidGameAware or on Twitter, AvidGameAware or AvidGameAware.com. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.